what happened there was someone from the university, in fact, a soccer dad, reached out to the university and said the mall is no longer going to be the home of Park and Ride, and can College Station help us out? And so we said, sure, if we can, we'd like to. We had 9 meetings with the soccer parents folks, the soccer league people, to talk about what could possibly happen. But nothing came of that. It had not come to council, which would have the final decision. While we were meeting, a mass letter went out to all the soccer parents and encouraging them to write and come to council. And we had a good crowd, and I received over 110 emails. We had not come to a decision or even considered a final solution when Don Adam stepped up and said the university could use momentum parking. So that was very generous of him, and we certainly appreciate it.
Well, again, this is just the latest bullet that you've had to dodge. I mean, the idea is that, again, you weren't out to strike down Saturday morning soccer.
Absolutely not.
But you're looking for a situation that can make a better environment for a whole lot of people. Now, you know, again, I guess that's what that city council job is. It's a good thing you get paid so much for it. But
yeah, right.
Yeah, you're trying to find something that will be a solution. The thing is, really, this wasn't a College Station problem to be solved.
That's correct.
And
you know, we have a good relationship with the university. When they asked if we could help, we said sure.
Yeah, and we'll see. I mean, I'm still not convinced. The first three home weekends will be interesting and maybe a little bit difficult, a little challenging. We'll see how that works.
Well, I think most of the people that parks at the mall are local people.
Is that right?
Yeah, and so that was our understanding pretty much, because most of the out-of-town people have season tickets, and they have a parking spot.